And our last word in business today is reach out and text someone. That's what wireless companies are asking people to do this Tuesday if they're among the huge crowds expected to attend the inauguration. The companies are adding extra lanes on their wireless highways using mobile cell towers like this.
This is an F-650 chassis. We've got the actual cell tower equipment built onto it. You've got a mast that extends 65 feet with the height of the vehicle. It's about 70-foot mast, so you can provide a very large bubble of coverage.
That's Tanya Lin of Sprint Nextel. She says despite this added capacity, those using mobile phones are still likely to run into blockages. And the worst time to make a call, not necessarily the moment Barack Obama raises his hand to take the oath of office.
It's when people are waiting. So what do you do when you're waiting? You're bored. You take those pictures, you send the text messages, you get on the phones. Like, you'll never believe how cold it is.
Tanya Lin says people may be too focused on the speech and the swearing in to click, snap, or text their friends. Whenever you do use your device, Carrie has asked that you text. And if you take photos, wait until later in the day to hit the send button. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.